Welcome to the Go Hard Chick podcast. This is your host, Crystal Holmes. This is episode 30, Go Hard Chicks. Go Hard Chicks, I love this time of year because it really gives us time to slow down and to really reflect upon what happened over the last year. And at the same time, it gives us time to spend time with our family, friends, and loved ones. So I ask you, what are you grateful for this year? My family has a tradition that before we break bread, either during Thanksgiving or Christmas, we go around the room and we have each person share what they are thankful for. Now, we've been doing this for years. I mean, I can just remember doing this as a small child. And I must admit, when we go around the room, we all tend to say the same things. You know, family, I'm grateful for friends. And at this year's Thanksgiving gathering, I really took some time to think about all that I am grateful for and everyone who has touched my life this year. Well, actually, not only this year, but in years in the past. I recognize in reflecting that most of what I have achieved has occurred because someone was willing to help me in some way, big or small. Sometimes it was as simple as a referral from a colleague, a friend willing to connect me with someone who could give me some advice, my hairstylist making me feel beautiful for a photo shoot, friends and family, oh my gosh, looking after my kid when I was not available. So in looking at my life, I realize I've only been able to do this thing and keep moving and achieve and meet goals or just simply be blessed because of the assistance of others. It's funny how the universe puts people in your world to make sure that you keep going, that you keep moving. And even Go Hard Chicks, even if you think, well, I didn't reach this particular goal that I had for myself, or I'm not where I want to be. If you truly look at your life, everything that you have, everything that you've achieved, even on a small scale, everything that keeps you moving on a day-to-day basis so that you can continue working for that goal, things have been put in place. People have been strategically put in place to help you move on, to help you keep going. It definitely takes a village of folks who all come in at the right time as designated by the universe to move us to where we are supposed to be. And for that, I am immensely grateful. Now, let's get into some healthy eating tips because this time of year, not only are we reflecting on family and friends and what we're grateful for, we are eating. So I was thinking about some tips that I have used over the years and I thought I would share. First things first, switch it up. Switch it up. I mentioned how my family gets together for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I remember the last Christmas before the pandemic in 2019, I hosted the annual pre-Christmas dinner gathering get-together for my family. Now, typically, we eat the same kind of food we eat for Thanksgiving. You know, the macaroni and cheese, the ham, the pies, the dressing. Well, I switched it up. I said, we're going to keep it light. So instead of a big old turkey and heavy foods, I made some baked salmon. I had a few variety of salads. I had vegetables. I mean, I just kept it light and healthy. I did some dessert as well. Well, I didn't do the dessert. I ordered some dessert. And, you know, it was really nice and it was different. Now, there were a couple folks who grumbled a little bit because they, you know, expected the heavier fare we traditionally have. But overall, it was good. It was light. and it was healthy. So, Go Hard Chicks, don't be afraid to break traditions and start your own tradition when it comes to living a healthy lifestyle. Number two, when you do make foods, make your homemade foods and stay away from processed foods. You know, just prepare your dishes without the highly processed vegetable oils and sugar, like we talked about in episode 28, and opt for healthier alternatives. Number three, add more vegetables to your meals. That's what I did in 2019. I added a lot of fresh salads and different things for variety, and it was quite tasty. Number four, if you have a sweet treat, you got to cut back on the other carbs, like the potatoes and the bread during your meal. Remember, as I discussed in episode 29, carbs are converted into sugar by the body. So you don't want to have all the sugary desserts in addition to the heavy carb meal. Number five, portion control. It's easy to overeat during the holiday time. And some of us think it's holiday time. I'm about to knock this out. I'm about to overeat. Like, we purposely overeat. We don't have to do that. We can indulge in those foods that we might not have every year, but you got to keep your portions small. Okay. Number six, don't skip meals to save up for the feast. Don't do it. What happens is it'll be harder to manage your blood sugar, and you'll be really hungry when you sit down to that meal, and you'll be more likely to overeat. Number seven, after you eat, I want you to take a walk. Yes, take a quick, nice, brisk walk around the neighborhood. It'll help you digest that food, and it'll get you moving and make you feel good. Number eight, during this time, it's important that we keep up our fitness. Keep up your exercise routine. I know it's hard keeping up with the fitness routine during the holidays because we're running around. If you have children, the kids are out of school. You know, you're trying to get gifts. You're trying to wrap up things at the office. I get it, but it's super important that we maintain that fitness during the holidays, okay? Number nine, get adequate sleep. Lack of sleep can cause you to overeat. It really can. So I want you to stay rested, stay hydrated, drink your water, okay? That's so important during this time. Don't overindulge with the food and the drinks and all of that and not get your proper rest. And my final piece of advice, Go Hard Chicks, number 10, you got to take time for yourself. You got to take time for yourself and manage your stress level. This time of year, I get it. I'm a mom. I am the woman of the household. So I have to keep things running. I mean, that's how it is all year long. But this time of year in particular, you know, we as women, we are so much wired to be givers that we want everything to be perfect. We want our children to have the perfect gifts. We want to be the perfect host. We run around making sure we do for others. And then we are depleted on Christmas Day and exhausted. I want that to stop. Yes, we can be givers, but we have to give to ourselves too. We got to make sure that we are healthy and whole. So take some time during this holiday break if you can. And maybe you should go to the spa. Maybe you should get a sitter for the day and or whatever, send them to grandma's and spend the day by yourself. Maybe take a staycation. Not in your house, but get yourself a nice hotel suite alone. You know, there's things we can do during this time to honor ourselves and to make sure that we get the time that we need and that our stress levels are in check. Go Hard Chicks, I thank you so much for listening to this episode. Well, not only this episode, but every episode that I've put out. If you have enjoyed this episode or any of the others, please leave an Apple Podcast rating and review. It really, really helps. Also, if you love smoothies and fruit juices and vegetable juices, sign up to receive my free smoothie ebook. The link will be in the show notes. And finally, in early January 2022, I will be hosting my 7-day sugar detox challenge. Yes, Go Hard Chicks. It's time to get those bodies right in 2022. We are taking it to a whole nother level. It's time to push it up and get your body and your health to where you want it to be. So more details are coming soon. So look out for emails. Follow my social media posts for more information. I'd love to have you join me during this 7-day sugar detox. Thank you for listening. Go Hard Chicks. Merry Christmas if you celebrate. I'll talk to you soon.